Texas electricity rates in winter are not always higher than summer rates, but your total bill almost certainly will be. And understanding that distinction is the first step to managing it. This article explains what actually happens to electricity prices in December and January in Texas. Why your winter electric bill can still run high even when the rate per kilowatt hour stays flat. And what specific actions can reduce your heating electricity cost in Texas. How Texas winter electricity rates compare to summer. The Texas electricity market, managed by ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, prices wholesale power according to real-time supply and demand. Summer has historically been the peak demand season, driven by air conditioning loads across tens of millions of homes and businesses. As a result, wholesale prices typically peak in July and August. According to ERCOT market data, the average real-time wholesale price for summer months between 202 and 202 exceeded winter averages in most years. The EIA, U.S. Energy Information Administration, reports that Texas residential retail electricity rates have averaged roughly 14 to 16 cents per kilowatt hour over the past 2 years, with summer months occasionally pushing toward the higher end of that range, depending on the plan type and provider. Winter retail rates, particularly on fixed-rate plans, do not automatically spike the way wholesale rates can in an extreme heat event. On a locked-in fixed contract, a household pays the same cents per kilowatt hours in January as in June. That is exactly why fixed-rate plans became popular after Winter Storm Uri in February 2021, when variable-rate customers on certain plans received bills in the thousands of dollars. As wholesale prices hit the ERCOT cap of $9,000 per megawatt hour, 90 cents per kilowatt hour. The practical answer, if you are on a fixed-rate plan, your electricity rate in December or January is probably the same rate you agreed to at sign-up. The reason your winter electric bill in Texas still feels high is usage, not the rate itself. Why your winter electric bill in Texas runs higher. Texas homes are not built to the insulation standards common in colder northern states. The International Energy Conservation Code ratings for Texas construction have historically been more lenient than states like Minnesota or Michigan, meaning heat escapes faster. When outside temperatures drop into the 30s and 40s, an electric heating system runs far longer to maintain 68 or 70 degrees indoors than the air conditioner ran to maintain that same 70 degrees on a mild spring day. A typical 2,000-square-foot Texas home with a heat pump might use 1,500 to 2,000 kilowatt-hours per month in a mild winter month. That same home might use 1,800 to 2,500 kilowatt-hours during a cold December or January snap. At 14 cents per kilowatt-hour, the difference between 1,500 kilowatt-hours and 2,500 kilowatt-hours is $140 on a single month's bill. The rate did not change. The usage did. Resistance heating, electric strip heat, common in older homes and many apartments, compounds this problem. A heat pump moves heat rather than generating it and can deliver 2 to 3 units of heat energy for every 1 unit of electricity consumed. Resistance strip heat converts electricity to heat at a 1-to-1 ratio. Homes relying on strip heat as a backup or primary source see sharply higher kilowatt hours consumption during sustained cold periods. Electricity rates in December and January, what the market shows. For households on variable rate or indexed plans, December and January do carry real rate risk in Texas. The variable rate offered by retail electric providers, REPs, changes month to month, and those rates respond to wholesale market conditions. Cold snaps that drive heating demand across Texas, Oklahoma, and surrounding states can push ERCOT wholesale prices upward. And providers on variable structures pass a portion of that cost through. The PUCT, Public Utility Commission of Texas, Power to Choose database, shows variable rates posted by licensed REPs across the state. As of recent filings, variable rates in winter months have ranged from roughly 11 cents per kilowatt hour on the low end to over 18 cents per kilowatt hour depending on the provider and the specific market zone. Houston, North Texas, West Texas, and South Texas zones each carried different pricing. For comparison, many 12-month fixed-rate plans available through licensed REPs in the Dallas-Fort Worth area have been listed in the 13 to 15 cents per kilowatt-hour range at 1,000 kilowatt-hours usage levels, based on electricity facts label EFL disclosures filed with PUCT. Providers including Gexa Energy, Pulse Power, and TXU Energy have all listed plans in this range, though rates change frequently, and shoppers should verify current EFL filings directly on Power to Choose before signing. The Uri Effect: Why Winter Rate Risk is Real. Winter Storm Uri in February 2021 permanently changed how Texas households think about winter electricity pricing. Customers on variable or wholesale indexed plans, most notably GRIDI, which has since been revoked of its REP license by PUCT, received bills reflecting the $9,000 per megawatt-hours wholesale cap for several consecutive days. The Texas legislature passed Senate Bill 3 in 2021 in response, and PUCT implemented new weatherization requirements for generation assets. Despite those reforms, variable rate risk and severe winter weather has not been eliminated. ERCOT's installed capacity has grown and weatherization has improved, but the fundamental market structure still allows wholesale prices to rise sharply during extreme cold demand events. Any household on a variable or indexed plan should understand this exposure before December arrives. When switching before winter makes sense and when it does not. Switching to a fixed-rate plan before winter is a sound strategy if your current plan is variable or if your contract expires between October and February. Locking in a rate before a cold snap removes the exposure to wholesale price spikes. However, switching does not make sense in several situations. If your fixed-rate contract carries an early termination fee, ETF, of $150 to $200, the math rarely works unless the new plan offers a substantially lower rate. If your contract expires in spring or summer, waiting and shopping at renewal typically produces better rates because providers compete harder for customers when the market is less volatile. A household currently on a fixed 12-month plan at 13 cents per kilowatt hour signed in a calm market period does not need to switch. The rate is already locked. Focus instead on reducing usage. Practical steps to reduce heating electricity cost in Texas. The most effective actions address consumption rather than the rate itself. Thermostat settings matter more than most households realize. The U.S. Department of Energy estimates that setting a thermostat back 7 to 10 degrees for 8 hours per day can save up to 10% annually on heating and cooling costs. A programmable or smart thermostat automates this without requiring behavior change each day. Weather stripping and door sweeps on exterior doors are inexpensive fixes, typically $10 to $30 per door, that reduce the heating load on cold nights. Attic insulation is a larger investment, but delivers long-term returns in both winter heating and summer cooling costs. Check whether your system is running strip heat. If an electric system blows cool or lukewarm air during very cold weather, the heat pump may be struggling and the backup strip heat may be engaged. A licensed HVAC technician can verify system operation before December. Review your electricity facts label. The EFL for your current plan discloses your exact rate at different usage tiers. 500, 1,000, and 2,000 kilowatt hours are standard disclosure points. Some plans carry bill credits that make the effective rate at 1,000 kilowatt hours look attractive, but penalize usage above or below that band. Understanding your own rate structure prevents surprises on a high usage winter month. The bottom line on Texas winter electricity rates. Texas winter electricity rates are not the primary driver of high December and January bills for most fixed-rate customers. Usage is. For variable-rate customers, rate exposure during winter weather events is genuine and worth addressing before cold weather arrives. Checking your plan type, reviewing current rates on the PUCT Power to Choose database, and taking targeted steps to reduce heating consumption are the three most productive actions a Texas household can take heading into winter.